With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Montana Republican Governor Greg Gianforte announced today that he is removing existing health mandates issued by his predecessor. Gianforte said the restrictions are harmful to the state's businesses. Under the new rules, which take effect Friday, restaurants, bars, breweries, distilleries, and casinos will no longer be required to close at 10 p.m. Those requirements were put in place by Democratic former Governor Steve Bullock in November. A statewide mask mandate issued in July remains in place, and county-level public health orders remain in effect. The Montana Senate Judiciary Committee heard testimony today on a bill that would strike a section from Montana law saying law enforcement officers commit a misdemeanor if they deny enforcing state or county health orders. James Bradley with the University of Montana's Legislative News Service reports.
Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter testified for Senate Bill 67. He says current law creates tension between officers and health boards.
It creates an unnecessary adversarial relationship between a government appointee and elected officials. It just does. It's not necessary.
Sheriff Slaughter emphasized that his office and the City County Health Department in Great Falls have a good relationship. Travis McAdam of the Montana Human Rights Network spoke in opposition to the bill and said he worried that by changing the law, legislators would undermine the authority of county health boards to make decisions during emergencies. The bill is one of a slew of bills changing or limiting the powers of health boards.
Powerful winds whipped across the state today. Edward O'Brien reports.
Anyone hiking Wednesday morning on Missoula's Mount Sentinel, just east of the University of Montana, got a lot more fresh air than they bargained for. According to a still unofficial report from the local National Weather Service office, an incredible 125-mile-per-hour wind gust was measured at the top of the popular hiking spot. According to the National Weather Service Great Falls, new January wind speed records were also set Wednesday in Great Falls, Helena, and Havre at 76, 74, and 72 miles per hour, respectively. The powerful winds moving ahead of an incoming cold front dropped trees and power lines, knocking out power to tens of thousands of Montanans. Flathead Electric Cooperative alone reported over 16,000 outages by midday. Western Montana's winds were expected to persist through the mid-evening hours, then gradually diminish through Thursday morning. Parts of eastern Montana can expect another blast of Canadian air that will keep the strong winds blowing through most of Thursday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's lone member in the U.S. House today voted against impeaching President Donald Trump over inciting an insurrection at the Capitol. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
As members of the U.S. House debated impeaching Trump for a second time in 13 months, Montana's Republican Representative Matt Rosendale wrote in a tweet, quote, "This is just another episode of the Democrats' disgraceful political theater," end quote. Rosendale has not been made available for an interview with YPR since he assumed office. In tweets before and after the vote, the freshman representative also called for Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the third highest-ranking House Republican, to step down as House Republican Conference Chair after she joined nine Republicans voting to impeach. The Montana Republican Party issued a statement applauding Rosendale's opposition. The Montana Democratic Party said lawmakers who, quote, played a role in last week's events like Governor Gianforte, Senator Daines, and Representative Rosendale, end quote, must be held accountable. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines has rejected calls of impeachment. A spokesperson for Democratic Senator John Tester said the senator believes Trump's incitement of the insurrection is an impeachable offense. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
Finding an apartment in Missoula became even harder in the last few months of 2020. Sterling Commercial Real Estate Advisors in Missoula released a report today that says the available rental housing rate dropped below 1% in the fourth quarter last year. The report says a balanced rental estate market would have about a 4% vacancy rate, and that Missoula's low rate means new housing isn't keeping up with demand. The report also says that rent went up in Missoula 5.5% last year, while it declined just over 1% nationally during the same period. The real estate firm says the vacancy rate could bounce back somewhat in 2021. The firm says it expects over 400 new rental units to come onto the Missoula market this year, which is just shy of what it estimates Missoula needs to add to keep up with demand. Adding 400 new rental units this year would be more than double the rentals Missoula added in 2020. This is MTPR.